Trevor Woods here from the Block M Podcast, an affiliate of the Fan First Sports Network, coming to you after another Michigan Wolverines victory. They improved to 9-0 on the season after defeating the Purdue Boilermakers 41-13. It was all Michigan in this one from the onset. From the first quarter, it looked like it was going to turn into not only a butt-whooping, but a complete annihilation after Michigan put up 17 points in the first quarter. The second quarter, however, Purdue scored more than the Wolverines, 6-3. And then the second half, it was all Wolverines. Once again, outscored them 21-7 in the second half. This tilt came after a bye week for the Wolverines, coming off not only the bye week, but what preceded the bye week was a 49-0 annihilation of Michigan State Spartans. So momentum heading into this one, however, outside noise, distractions, tried to thwart and stop that momentum that Michigan's had all season long. If you're listening to this podcast, even if you're a casual football fan at this point, you probably are aware of the allegations of former Michigan analyst Connor Stallions, who resigned on Friday evening about alleged sign stealing, and we'll see how that investigation plays out. A lot of noise, a lot of leaks through the media about these allegations. And somebody who is not implicated in it to this point and may never be implicated in it is head coach Jim Harbaugh. Yet, there's the Big Ten coaches behind the scenes and conference calls to Commissioner Tony Petitti, as well as Big Ten athletic directors on conference calls with Petitti, basically calling for Harbaugh's head per reports and wanting Harbaugh suspended or worse. And Santa Ono, Michigan's president, sent out a letter that was reported. And Ono is encouraging due process in the matter. Here's really my point and why I bring this up when I'm talking about a game that happened on Saturday night. This type of stuff does impact the team, and the team can either make them curl into a ball and get upset, or they can go out there and hit some people within the confines of the rules and do what they do what they love to do, and that's play the game of football. And that's what Michigan did on Saturday night. They played a game that was pretty fundamentally sound. They were not distracted. For example, quarterback J.J. McCarthy, it was not his best game. He had his second lowest completion percentage of the season, but his completion percentage was still 65%. For most quarterbacks, that's like a career day, Harbaugh said at his postgame presser. And Harbaugh's not wrong. 335 yards McCarthy threw for in this one, and that is a season high. And McCarthy, he is a perfectionist, and he said there's some throws he wish he had back, and accuracy just wasn't for him last night, but still a really good game. He's the one who powered this offense. I say he powered the offense, yet the rushing attack had 5 rushing scores, but 4 of those came with inside the 5-yard line with goal to go, which McCarthy could have easily had 3 or 4 passing touchdowns. But it also shows that Michigan, once they get down in the trenches, get down to that goal line, that they excel in run blocking and they're able to punch it in. So encouraging things to see on offense. As always, there are things to work on any side of the ball. And the main thing I would say, Michigan was going against a couple of the best pass rushers in the Big Ten, and the offensive line gave up 3 sacks, and McCarthy got hit a couple more times than he should have. This is something that hopefully gets corrected before a huge, huge game on the road next week against Penn State. Going to be by far the toughest opponent that Michigan's faced this season. But there are a lot of offensive playmakers who did great things against Purdue. True freshman Samaj Morgan, he continues to be electric every time he touches the football. He had 1 carry and a jet sweep. Really displayed his speed, 44 yards to the house for a touchdown. And I think he's going to continue to be a weapon as the games get tougher in November for Michigan. So that was great to see. Roman Wilson, who has been one of the best receivers in the nation this year, and by far J.J. McCarthy's favorite target to throw to. Wilson hauled in 9 of 10 targets, 9 receptions, 143 yards. Both were season highs. Colston Lovin was right behind him, 4 receptions, 55 yards. Donovan Edwards, he had 3 receptions for 41 yards. I really liked something they did with Edwards in this one. they had a dual back set with Edwards and Kalel Mullins, who's now healthy and back. That was also good to see. Mullins had one really good 14-yard run, in particular, four carries for 20 yards. But with Mullins and Edwards in the backfield, Edwards motioned out wide. It created a mismatch in man coverage. A linebacker went to cover Edwards, and Edwards pretty much took it to the house, stopped just a couple yards short, and it ended up being a 37-yard reception. Moving to the defensive side of the ball, Michigan, they gave up a score in the final seconds of the game, a touchdown with just 18 seconds to go, a mop-up touchdown, but the 13 points Michigan allowed is actually the highest total that they've allowed in a game all season long. The next high was 10 points to Minnesota last month, but great defensive effort in this one. Yet again, each and every week, they show they're a pretty darn good unit. Purdue only had 269 yards of total offense. Hudson Card, 12 of 28, 144 yards. A lot of those yardage came in mop-up time once again, as did his touchdown. Card threw an interception to Will Johnson. Johnson could have had another pick in this one, too. Dropped one in the end zone. Card could have had another interception, too. So his stat line could have been even much worse than that 12 of 28. Purdue was absolutely horrendous on third down. 1 of 14 on third down conversions. Michigan on offense, a lot better. 7 of 14. And each time when Michigan goes in third and long situation, you just kind of expect at this point that J.J. McCarthy's going to get it done. But back to the defense, Makari Page powered the unit in tackles, a team-high 8 on the day. Michael Barrett was everywhere on the field, 5 tackles in all, had a couple of quarterback hits. Michigan actually only had 1 sack in this one, but they hit Hudson Card 9 times in all in this one. Jalen Harrell had 3 of those. Barrett had 2. Braden Greer, 1. Colson, 1. Josiah Stewart, 1. Derek Moore, 1 hit. Kenneth Grant, 1 hit. So they definitely laid a big licking down on that Purdue quarterback. Just not a lot of sacks to show for it, but disrupted his timing throughout the evening. But Purdue, they're 2-7 now. They're not a good football team. This was a rematch of the Big Ten Championship game from last year, and it's what was to be expected, Michigan to win this one handily. But it's really all about what's next. But before we get into that, I want to say this. What's next and what's going to happen this season if the Big Ten doesn't get things in order? And here's what I'm talking about. Against Michigan State, there was a big late hit that could have ended Braden McGregor's season. And this one, on the same play, Purdue roughing the passer on J.J. McCarthy, unnecessary roughness on Roman Wilson. Roman Wilson basically got suplexed into the ground late. J.J. McCarthy, well after the ball was out of his hand, he gets hit in the head or neck area. It takes a pretty good pop, and he flies to the ground. Fell pretty hard. Absolutely unacceptable. With all this bad, negative leaks and the fervor that's coming out of Big Ten coaches and athletic directors and opposing fan bases like Michigan State, Ohio State, and others, it's created a toxic climate, and it's created a disdain, not just for one analyst, but it created a disdain for the players who have nothing to do with any of these allegations. Not one single coach or one single player has been implicated in any of these allegations. So here's my point. And you can watch the videos. There's articles of them. I got a tweet of it at Woods Football showing some of these hits. They have to clean this up. There has to be a directive sent out to say, you can't be doing this. Because somebody's going to get hurt, and they're going to get hurt on Michigan. So just look for that going forward. But moving forward even more to the football element of it, the things we'd love to talk about, not this negative stuff, absolutely can't wait for the matchup next week against Penn State. All season long, we've heard this narrative that Michigan, their strength of schedule is weak. Well, guess what? The remaining few weeks of the season, they have one of the strongest strengths of schedule in the nation. And this is playoff time, as Harbaugh likes to call it. November's playoff time, championship time, where heroes are born, and all that stuff. Playing Ohio State and Penn State, the last 2 out of the last 3 weeks of the season, that is rough stuff. So I'm sick of this, hearing about this strength of schedule crap. We're going to find out what Michigan's made of against some pretty good teams in Penn State and Ohio State. So if Michigan goes into Happy Valley, takes care of business, there's no reason why they shouldn't be ranked higher than number three. And they certainly shouldn't even be dropping after this week. Looked at ESPN last night, some of the talking heads on there, they dropped Michigan to five, which I find to be absolutely absurd. Before I get out of today, I just want to take a moment to talk about Manscaped. Every man knows how scary it can get when going for a close shave below the belt. That's why I trust Manscaped. Their newest package contains Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also has a dual LED spotlights to provide contrast on multiple skin tones, three-length setting combs, and perhaps best of all, it's waterproof. Also included is a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. Join the 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs. Use the promo code BLOCKM20 and get free shipping and 20% off your order. Head to manscaped.com and use that promo code BLOCKM20 at checkout for 20% off your entire order. And this has been Trevor Woods from Block M Podcast, an affiliate of the Fan First Sports Network. You can follow me on X at Woods Football. I'll be talking to you guys on Wednesday for the Getting to Know the Opponent podcast featuring Penn State.